they're people, the process, the technology controls. Now, we discussed the people controls and what are some of the aspects you require there. Secondly, there are process controls, which are systematic ways of ensuring that you're doing the right thing. So if, let's say, you have a huge environment, you need to have a process to ensure that as vulnerabilities come up, you have a way of identifying those vulnerabilities. You have a way of reacting to those. All the vulnerabilities that are public may not apply to you. So which ones do? Which ones are more significant in your environment? And then figure out a way to address those. So make decisions around, okay, what are we going to do about this type of a vulnerability or this type of a threat? And then come up with a decision. Now, tools help along this process, but tools will not be able to make the decision for you. Tools are not going to give you your risk appetite. So there's a human element involved, and there's a process element involved. Similarly, I mean, I'll give you another example of process. We have a lot of government agencies handling a lot of sensitive information. So there are specific processes for people that handle that sensitive information so that it stays secure. So, for example, one of the steps in the process may be that as you leave your desk, lock your computer, and that's part of the process of processing that sensitive information. And so there's a lot of systemic things that you can include in your security program that can prevent against a lot of these threats.
Now, one of the big things that government is embarking on, agencies are continuous monitoring of networks.
Yep.
Now, that requires a tool, but would that be considered a process that can help with the threat environment?
Great question. So, absolutely. So I think continuous monitoring is a mindset. And yes, there are tools available. And as you can imagine, a lot of vendors are claiming that their tool is the only continuous monitoring tool and so on. But I think the effort revolves around a mindset change. And that is becoming a reality specifically for government, that because of the significance of a lot of these threats, because of the change that happens quickly, there's no other way but to continuously monitor your environment. What FISMA did was put us in a mindset where we had to kind of do some kind of an assessment on a yearly basis and send a report out. That is not sufficient today. So I think that is a good thing overall. And yes, I'd say continuous monitoring may require several tools. And so the tools may be log monitoring, log aggregation type tools, starting from there to then maybe DLP, which is data leak prevention tools, basic network security tools such as IPS. And so, yes, I mean, continuous monitoring is a process, and there are several tools that be involved in that process to monitor your environment in a continuous fashion.